So he's all right, teaching well, God's word.
Yeah, God bless you all. Beauties of technology. Seems like I'm almost seated right there with you, or standing. But I'm thankful to be able to share and open the Word of God, the Word of life. And let's see what God has in store, shall we? Some of you may remember that years ago, we used to play a game called Catchphrase. The object of that game was to get your team, which was usually divided into men and women, and that was quite interesting, to get them to say a word or a phrase before the buzzer, which was also a timer, ran out. That round ended when someone was caught with the buzzer, when the buzzer went off in their hand, which, by the way, was being passed alternately from player to player on opposing sides. The score was kept for Team 1 and Team 2 electronically, and when either team reached the point where that they needed, usually 7 points, a loud voice came from the electronic scorekeeping device, then would say, Team 1 or Team 2 wins. You know, we really did have a lot of fun playing that game. Some of you may remember it. The competition, got to say, was hilarious, very fast-paced. And as each player had to give specific clues to their team to say the word or phrase without giving up any part of the word or phrase, it definitely magnified someone's ability to think quickly and to be in the moment. Many of you, if you had an opportunity on Thursday, I shared something called The God Who Fights Our Battles. And so that's why I wanted to play a few songs here today to kind of readdress that point, because this is going to be part two. And, you know, sometimes what can really look like an overwhelming defeat, to God, He sees the victory. It can look like an overwhelming defeat to us in the senses, but it can certainly result in a supernatural victory. And then our cry can also be, we win. But we win because God went to bat on our behalf and He provided what was needed so we could walk and live in victory. God does fight our battles. God is on our side. There are so many incredible records in the Bible, and we obviously don't have the time, but I wanted to look at least a couple of verses here before we really get rolling. In Exodus chapter 14, there's a really great verse, and there it is on the screen. The Lord will fight for you, and you only have only to be what? Silent. Another version says, you only have to be still and to see. And you could go back and read the context of these particular battles and the different situations and circumstances that were going on. They're absolutely incredible. But the Lord will fight for you. He's going to go to bat for us. All we have to do, and sometimes that's the greatest challenge, maybe that's our fight, is to be still. You only have to be silent. And maybe you'll remember another great record in 1 Samuel 17. Seems like there was a little shepherd boy that was taking on a big bad giant, right? And he wasn't really saying positive things about our God. And matter of fact, in 1 Samuel 17:47, it says, and all that all this assembly may know that the Lord saves not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hand. That's David speaking up to that big old bad giant, which you can see on the screen there. It kind of gives you a perspective. But the battle is the Lord's. He says, we don't come with spears and swords, but we come in the name. We come as in our case, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that name above all names, upon which every knee shall bow, God will break circumstances, situations. And here's another great one in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. We'll start in verse 15, which was really the focal point of some of the sharing on Thursday evening. And it was that record about Jehoshaphat. And in 15, because what happens is they're in this situation and the people are looking at all these armies and the multitudes of people that are around. They're about to be attacked. And Jehoshaphat did a very cool thing in 1 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 3. It says, "And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord." And then the record goes on. Great prayer, great action that Jehoshaphat called on the people. So he just didn't feel responsible to solve the problem himself. He rallied the troops. He got the people together to do what? Seek the Lord. To pray to God, because they didn't know what to do. They did not know what to do. In verse 12 it says, "O our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that comes against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee." Verse 13, "And Judah, all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Ahab, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation." Remember, the Spirit of God was upon people, wasn't in people. It says the Spirit of the Lord came upon this fellow in the midst of the congregation, and this is what he said, verse 15. "Hearken, listen, O Judah, all inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat. Here's what God is saying. Thus saith the Lord unto you, do not be afraid, do not be dismayed by reason of this great multitude." There it is in front of you on the screen. "For the battle is not yours, but what? God's." Man, this gentleman, this Jahaziel, spoke with the Spirit of God. God heard their prayer, and here's the answer. "Thus the Lord said unto you, do not fear, and do not be discouraged by reason of the insurmountable circumstances, things that look like they're out of control, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them, and behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you'll find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel." Verse 17, I love this. "You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, neither be nor dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." God is constantly reinforcing this reality, and yet he tells them, you're not going to need to fight. You're not going to need to fight. Set yourself. Stand what? Still. Verse 18, "And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah to the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kehathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise." Whoa, look at that. They stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Maybe they were saying, we win. We've got the victory. God is on our side. Even before they had actually seen the victory, they were already praising God with, it says, a loud voice. Verse 20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so you shall be established. Believe his prophets, so you shall prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." This was their one-line praise song. "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." Maybe we'll put some music to that. Verse 22, "And when they began to sing in praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten." And on and on and on the story goes, ends in verse 30, basically. "So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about." Oh my gosh, what an incredible record. But the thing that's so cool is, what was the thing that really initiated the move of God in that situation? Praise. They gave praise. They actually sent people who were singers and praise people out in front of the soldiers. You think the victory became theirs? Absolutely. Absolutely. They had these enemies, unbelieving armies, standing in their way. Well, guess what? Today we face an invisible enemy. You can't see it. But he's one who has already been defeated. And he does his best to disguise that truth, allowing everyone to think that there is no victory over the giants of today. What are some of those giants of today? How about worry? How about doubt? How about fear? Loneliness, anger, failure, guilt, financial giants. The adversary, our enemy, would try to make us think there is no way out of this situation. But the truth is, Jesus Christ gave his life to break mankind free from the spiritual captivity, and now all of those things that plague mankind have been defeated. Jesus Christ won the battle, but the victory that he achieved was far greater than those of the olden days. Amen. Jesus won over a spiritual enemy, who is the devil, the adversary, old Splitfoot, and his host of spirits who were put into their rightful place. And where is that? Under our feet. Under our feet. See? Let's look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 13, a couple of verses here. But what a great subject matter. The Lord fights our battles. He sent Jesus Christ in our place to fight the battle. And Jesus did it. And Jesus won. He won. Boy, the old devil wasn't expecting him to get up from the dead, was he? Oh, no. But you know what? Yes, he did. Colossians chapter 2, verse 13. Should be up on the screen there in front of you. "And you, who were dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by canceling," this is the ESV, "by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame," doing what? Triumphing over them in him, in his finished work. He won. As a team, the one body of Christ, we can say, we win. We win. Now, the devil's trying his darndest to make sure that we don't have any inkling of a truth that we're victors. But you know what? We are. And one day, we're going to see the devil for who he really is, and he's going to be like a little bug under our feet. And we're going to say, this is what was bothering me. This is what was accusing me. This is what was harassing me. Because we see him for what he really is. But Jesus Christ triumphed on our behalf. And then 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, should have another slide there. Says, but 2 Corinthians 2:14, but thanks be unto God, who always leads us to triumph in Christ, and through us spreads and makes evident everywhere the sweet fragrance of the knowledge of God. Okay, sorry about that one, Colossians, guys. I didn't give you the slide, but we do have the one for 2 Corinthians. Thanks be to God who always, always, always leads us to triumph in Christ. This is the Amplified. And through us spreads and makes evident everywhere the sweet fragrance of the knowledge of him. Everywhere and anywhere there is a believer, and certainly one who is aware of what Christ triumphed for them and will believe that and confess that and walk in that, then we spread, we give out that fragrance that we know, that we know, that we know. We're also going to look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. But before we get there, just like they did with Jehoshaphat, I think it's applicable and practical in our lives to also rejoice and to give thanks. And I'm going to ask the guys to play just a wonderful song incorporated into this sharing, and then we'll pick it up after that for a couple of more things before we call it a day here. But this is a great song, great heart. It's about rejoice. What else does one really need to say, guys? We win. We got the victory. We're champions. God's still fighting for us. God sent the greatest champion into the ring of all time. And you know what? He delivered a knockout blow. He delivered a knockout blow for us. Who are we? We are his children. Again, I say, rejoice, just like those folks did back in the days. The Lord will fight for you. The Lord will give us all those battles, all those struggles into our hands. We don't be afraid. We don't be dismayed at whatever the battle. It rages on, but it's not ours to fight. Yes, we put the word on in our minds. We do the best we can. But ultimately, the battle is not yours. It's God. Because God has given us the victory. So what do we do now? We praise. We serve. We love. And like it says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and following, we stand. We stand. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes, the methodology, the trickery, the deception of that devil. For we truly do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but like those folks in the Old Testament did. But we're warring and wrestling, let's say, against the rulers, against the authorities, the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. You know what the devil hates? He hates to see believers praising. He hates to see believers happy and rejoicing. One of the greatest things speaking in tongues does for all of us is it gives perfect praise, perfect worship. Boy, you want to fight the enemy? Speak in tongues much and offer your life in thanksgiving and praise to the one who set you free. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all, stand. Stand in praise. Stand in service. Stand in love. But above all, stand. Father, you're so good to us. If only words could truly communicate what love you have for us. I pray in the depths of our heart that we are more resolved, more committed, Father, to just stand up and praise. And thank you for the victories that we are receiving, have received, and will receive in the days and weeks and months and years to come until our big brother comes back. And we await that day also with great rejoicing. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Wow.